This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Sometimes I have conversations with people, and then the people have just got so many facets to them that I don't even know really know where to start. And I'm kind of in that situation with James Pringle. He's a worship leader at Shofar Church. He's also a singer and songwriter, part of the Shofar Band. Again, I can just wax on lyrically about a man who's passionate about worship, about music, loves Jesus, loves people, and we get to hang out with him for a whole long time on a Friday morning. James Pringle, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm really well, Brad. Thanks so much.
Good. I decided this is where I'm going to start this morning. With the Worship at Home series on YouTube, I can't get enough of it, and I'd like to tell you why. It's the excellence with which all of that is done. The excellence of the musicianship, of the editing to create a video out of it, the each person, every instrument, every voice, the heart behind it, and the way that it served the community during lockdown, where we wondered where we would ever set foot in a church again. James, how did that start, that vision for this product called Worship at Home? Tell us about that.
Sure, man. Yeah, it was really one of the most rewarding projects I've been a part of. So it started, I think, in about May, June last year, when, you know, regulations set in so that we couldn't gather. Mm. And I think anybody who's done, there's only so much Zoom kind of worship that you can do.
Yes.
It's unfortunately not as great as we hoped it would be, kind of, you know, just staring at a screen and worshiping. So I thought, how can we, you know, get ways to bring the different musicians together? The guys are sitting at home and they're hungry to serve the church, but it's obviously difficult times. So then I had the idea of worship at home, which basically I did it actually one a week for probably a good three, four months.
Yeah.
And where I'd invite different musicians, you know, I'd send out a guide track before the time and then get them to prepare and record their parts on video. They'd send it in. It would all get edited together. Video would get edited together. So just a bunch of guys sitting at home, but each one, when it came together, it's just so amazing because I think, again, we realize that we're isolated, but we're not alone. We're all going through this together. Mm. And we've got a desire to gather, in even if it looks different right now, or especially at that time when we couldn't really gather at all. We've got the desire just to bring our worship together. So absolutely loved it. Got to connect with people, you know, musician friends who now live overseas.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bassist who played on quite a few of them. I haven't played with him for years, but I was like, this is a great opportunity to play with him again. So we got, you know, I started small just with myself on guitar, but then gradually built up to pretty big bands, you know, with strings and drums and bass and electric and all
so
of that.
So how did you...
It was really, really fun.
I have to just know, James, because there's a word, I'm sure there's a much better word, but the word is, it's so tight, like it was flawless. And you aren't all in the same place. I binged watch over the last few days. I can't get enough, seriously. And I'll absolutely love it. And I want to tell our listeners to go and just search for James Pringle on YouTube. Go and find James Pringle's channel, and then you'll see it's called Worship at Home. They've got a little number next to them, starting from one, going all the way to, I don't know, how long did they last? What's the last one in the series?
So we actually just released number 23. So as I said, at one point we were doing one a week, but now then became kind of one a month. And now, you know, things are picking up. Churches slowly going back to looking normal, but I definitely want to continue with it.
How did it become
very special.
But how did you get it so tight, James? I mean, how did it work? Who laid down the first track to say, okay, here's the guitar, this is the song, let's make it happen? I mean, how did you do it? Because there's some points, and please help me, where there were there 10 voices and some of the a cappella stuff? I mean, I think it's probably more. I just want to know, how did you do that?
Yeah, so one of them is an a cappella one. I can't remember what number it is. And that's probably my favorite. Or one of, I can't say my favorite. Yeah. I feel like everyone is my favorite. But that's one of my favorites, where it's kind of no instruments, just voices. I think about 12 voices, and With each one, it started with myself recording the three songs that we did. I did like a guide track, so I recorded the song in the exact structure, just myself and guitar and vocals. And then if there was drums, I would send it to the drummer first. He would record his parts with my guide track. And then we would send that to the different musicians, so they would play along with my guide track and the drums. And then I would eventually re-record myself, kind of properly. And then, but the kind of crucial part was Neil Smith, who produces like my music and he produced the Shofar Band as well. He had a lot of time on his hand. He's a musician with the KZN Philharmonic, but they obviously couldn't have concerts and so on. So he spent hours and hours putting that audio together. So honestly, we sent him pretty rough stuff and he just really perfected it. So he did an amazing job. And then Aaron, the guy who did the video also, we're just recording video mostly with cell phones,
yes.
And sending him the different shots, but he made it look interesting and look fun. So it was really a massive, massive team effort.
And you didn't struggle to get some more well-known musicians. I mean, there's no lack of talent across the board here, but names we know like Stella or Retief Berger or Kaleidoscope, there was even no shortage of people interested in joining you.
Yeah, that was great. I've obviously got some friends who like Retief and Stella and the Kaleidoscope guys and a few others. Even Sofiso, he used to be part of Shofar, and now he's been like one of the main leads in Hamilton and in the West End in London. So it was just cool to kind of connect with people that I've known over the years and say, hey, don't you have an hour to quickly record a song? And we'll make the rest happen. You just record your part. And people were very keen to get involved, which was great.
I don't think this conversation that James and I are having are actually doing this Worship at Home series any justice. So you have to go and hear it for yourself to understand how phenomenal this is. Because you'll see in one video, James is busy playing the guitar and he's doing one of the vocals. And then he's got this harmonizing happening from three or four other contributors, perfectly done. And then you've got bass, and then you've got other things coming in and voices, and then doubling up on voices. The amount of work that went into creating this. I don't know. I can't believe there's only some of them only have a few thousand views. How they haven't got into six-figure digits, I don't know. But let's see what we can do pushing this so that people can appreciate these. And a lot of these are well-known, so you'll sing along. The lyrics are all on the screen. You won't miss a beat. And that Worship at Home number 14, the Raise a Hallelujah with all of those voices, a cappella, and that'll change your life. And I've watched that one video probably about five or six times. So go and have a look. Worship at Home on James Pringle's channel. James, and then I want to take us to your powerful new song called Emmanuel, and I also know where this came from. COVID-19 has been putting pressure on us all, but some people and one particular individual has inspired you who experienced immense loss.
Yeah, that's right. I think with the first wave last year, for myself speaking personally now, it was relatively kind of far removed. I mean, the world changed, the way we do everything changed, but in terms of, I didn't really know people who got sick or anything, but then it felt like the second wave. Sure, just every week I was just hearing of people losing family members and just, you know, really getting kind of close to home. And then in January, a very close friend of mine who's part of kind of the worship ministry that I'm involved with, she, within the space of a few weeks, she lost both of her parents due to COVID-19 kind of complications. And it just, I mean, to try and, what do you say to somebody who's going through something like that, to lose not just one, but both of your parents within such a short space of time? And, you know, what was amazing was to see the community come around her, and that's where I'm just so thankful to be part of a godly community, you know, where people really just rallied around and supported in the most amazing ways. And I think that's often so many times the way God shows that he's with us is through the people around us. But I also just had this desire to kind of put what I'm feeling into a song, because, you know, I can't say anything to her. I don't know what to say, just to say I'm praying for you and we love you. But I also felt to try and write a song that would maybe bring some encouragement. And one of her friends, in a message to her, just ended the message with the word Emmanuel, which is, you know, God with us. And that just, as soon as I read that, I was like, yes, that is, I mean, out of everything that could possibly bring us any comfort in a time like now, surely the most comforting is just to know that God is with us. That changes everything. And so, yeah, that's where the song was born. It was just kind of in the verses speaking about the pain that people are going through, and specifically people who have maybe lost a loved one. I don't know that many kind of, not worship, but Christian contemporary songs around somebody who've lost somebody. Yeah. So just kind of putting that into words, and then the chorus is just around the fact that God is Emmanuel, that he's with us. That's the song.
Yeah, you know, James, the great thing about a song like this is pandemics will come and go, and God will always be there. The fact that he is Emmanuel is true no matter our circumstances. And thanks for pointing us to the only one who can truly bring comfort and hope during a very difficult and confusing time. But one thing must be said, though, no one's going to hold you back from writing music. You're a busy boy. When you keep an eye on you, there's always something coming. So I can feel very confident to ask you, what's up your sleeve next? I mean, outside of music inspired by circumstance, what else is up your musical sleeve?
Yes, definitely. The kind of being isolated and working from home made me realize if you just change the way you do things, you can still be very productive. I brought out a few singles last year as well. It's just because I brought an EP in February last year, Holy Love. Yeah. And that was a big build-up. It was my first solo release, very excited about it. And then literally 2 weeks later, we went into hard lockdown. So not the ideal time to bring out music. So I was a bit discouraged for a while, but then again, just sort of looking at what is in my hand, what has God given me, and so I got to work on a few singles last year and our Emmanuel this year, and at the moment we're actually focusing on some new Shuffle Band tracks. The last time we brought out a Shuffle Band album was 2018, the Behold album. Love that experience, and we just as a team feel like the time is right for new songs, so I'm very excited about that. We recorded two singles last weekend actually. And we're in the process of just, doing some overdubs and stuff to make those sound as good as they possibly can. And we'll bring out some music videos for that in the next couple of months. I was actually very inspired. There's a band called Pomplamoose. I don't know if you've heard them. It's a band.
Uh-huh.
And they bring out a song a week, basically. And they get together one day in a month and they record a bunch of songs together and then they release those. And so I was quite inspired by the thought of that. So, because I'm actually moving to George. That's another big thing.
Oh, no. Oh, yay, but oh, no.
17 years in Stellenbosch. It's quite a big thing for us as a family. But we are very excited for the new season. But also, again, trying to figure out how to do things more remotely, with the band. We definitely want to continue with Shuffle Band.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Spotted a pic on social media of a whole bunch of you doing what you guys do best. So grateful to know there's some music on the horizon. Grateful that you will produce and you will produce fruit wherever God plants you. And we know that you wouldn't just head off to the Southern Cape. Well, look, the weather's fantastic, but you wouldn't just head off there if it wasn't a call to do just that. But thanks that no matter where you were in the whole wide world, James, we'd be able to hear your music thanks to social media and the like. So before we say goodbye and let you loose on your Friday, where can we keep an eye on what you're up to and listen to your new songs like Emmanuel?
So everything's on all the different platforms. Like you said, if you search on YouTube, you can find Emmanuel or any of the Worship at Home series. And I love speaking about worship and about the heart of worship. I think that's really one of my passions in life is discipleship around worship and the purity of worship and why we do this thing that we do called worship. So there's a few kind of teachings and stuff as well on my YouTube channel. Otherwise, all the other socials, Instagram and Facebook, that's probably the best place to keep an eye on any new releases.
Yeah, and when you type in James Pringle, don't be shy to add the word music or worship at the end. Otherwise, you'll just find a page all about shirts. So just make sure.
Yes, that is important.
That's important enough. So just make sure you add in the music or worship at the end, and you'll get to exactly where you need to be. James Pringle, thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for making time to talk about your music. We can't wait to play Emmanuel.
Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate the time.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.